Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes! Brand New Banging and Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's Brand New Banging, I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast, going solo on the mic, breaking down the week at large. Happy Rosh Hashanah, Happy New Year. Talking about fasting or not fasting for Yom Kippur, on my way to Minnesota. Talking about how the mood stabilizers sometimes are not enough and you need to dig deep and do a little better and do a little more for yourself when you're not feeling mentally okay. And talking shit about whiny ass vegetarians and their fake tuna fish. It's a fantastic, hard-hitting, classic, back to basics, I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast coming at you right now. Miles Jordan, aka the Bleach Brothers, aka the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, Miles, turn that shit up and start this puppy off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Oh yeah. I'll say it again. Oh, yiggity, yeah. Have no fear, the I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast is here. The I Am Rapoport Stereo Podcast is in su casa. Ooh. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the ziggity zone of disruption. Name is Michael Rapoport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. Hope everybody is doing well. Welcome to the month of October. If you could believe that. It's coming to the end. 2022 will be gone before we know it, folks. Which is wild. Really, really wild. But it's happening. It is happening. We are 1 week into the month of October. And like I said, from the top, from the tickety-tickety top, hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. It's been a fantastic holiday week for all my Jewish folk, happy Yom Kippur, happy Rosh Hashanah, happy New Year. Rosh Hashanah is, of course, the New Year. And Yom Kippur is when we repent and fast on Yom Kippur. A lot of people were asking me if I fasted on Yom Kippur, which was just a couple of days ago. And I said, no, I'm not there yet. I'm not at the point where I'm fasting on Yom Kippur. And then I realized, after being asked if I was fasting on Yom Kippur, that it made me feel guilty about not fasting on Yom Kippur. And then I needed to repent because I was a bad Jew. It's just a sick, sick cycle of Jewish guilt, because I'm not fasting on Yom Kippur. Am I a bad Jew? Should I be fasting? And while I'm saying to myself, should I be fasting, I'm stuffing my face with a chickpea tuna fish sandwich. I was eating a tuna fish sandwich that wasn't even tuna fish. Why do we call it tuna fish if it's not really tuna? Whatever I was eating at this vegan cafe, it was great. It was great, because I said to her, what's the tuna fish sandwich like? And she's like, it's on this kind of bread and and it's chickpea. I said, well, it comes with chickpeas? It goes, no, it's chickpeas. And I go, why don't we just call it chickpeas? Because it's obvious, it's not tuna fish. This is a vegan or a vegetarian restaurant. Like I said, whatever I was eating that they disguised as tuna fish tasted fantastic. I didn't need to be, like, I'm not thinking to myself, I'm eating real tuna. I just don't get it with the vegans. Call it what it is. It's soy something that looks like bacon. It's not soy bacon. It's soy something that looks like bacon. It's not an impossible burger. It's some amalgamation, some concoction of net. Let me tell you something. You might as well eat a real fucking Burger King burger than these impossible burgers. If you think you're doing yourself a real favor eating an impossible burger, you're not. It's catching up to Bill Gates and all these people that those impossible burgers, that is an impossible burger, because whatever the fuck is in there that is not having us, like, I don't know, grow wings or tails or who the fuck knows, that's an impossibility. Because those, I don't know what kind of, they're like, well, it bleeds red like a real burger. So what? It's a chemically modified concoction. Just eat a burger, or don't eat burgers. I don't understand these vegans, these vegetarians. And yes, I lean towards vegetarian, but I ain't no vegetarian. My wife leans toward vegetarian, but she ain't no hard body karate vegetarian. The only hard body karate vegetarian I know is my man Toby Morris from the group H2O. Shout out to my man Toby. And I tell him to his face, and he's even off the impossible burgers. But I'm like, let's cut the shit. I had a fantastic chickpea sandwich, light, healthy, and two people said, oh, you're not fasting today, Rap? I said, no, you see the fake tuna fish, you see it in my hand. You see me at the cafe. What the fuck are you doing? You're not in temple. You're not at synagogue? What are you worrying about what I'm doing? Worry about what you're doing. You know what I'm saying, babe?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to share something with the listeners of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. My wife, who's black, is more knowledgeable and leans more towards being a Jew than I do. She understands it. She's curious about it. Before me, it's not like she's interested in it for me, because as you can tell, I've talked to you about it. I don't know my fucking head from my tails when it comes to, like, the intricacies of being a Jew, but it is in my soul. It is in my DNA. But all the rules and regulations, I don't know. But I'm a frontline Jew. I'm a frontline Jew. Unlike some of these bar mitzvah fucks who might be fasting. They might have fasted on Yom Kippur. But when it comes to stand up, when it comes to speaking out, I hear nothing. I don't know what I'm talking. What I'm talking about is the chickpea sandwich that I had and being shamed not once, but twice, two times, two fucking times in 45 minutes by looky-loos, passerby, yo, rap, oh, yo, you're not fasting? No, I'm not fasting. I'm enjoying this sandwich. It's a great sandwich. Keep it fucking moving, man. Keep it trucking, bro. I put my wife on this conversation, but the microphone, she's too far away. She's too far away. Got to be on the mic, babe. You can be on the podcast. You don't want to piss off the Dust Brothers, especially Miles Davis, sound engineer extraordinaire of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. People continue to ask, why is it the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast? Number one, it sounds fantastic. Number two, is inspired by Tribe Called Quest's first album, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm, which, by the way, if you haven't listened to that album by A Tribe Called Quest, do yourself a favor and listen to it top to bottom. Excellent album. People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. Long title, which inspired the documentary that I did about A Tribe Called Quest, Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of A Tribe Called Quest. What am I even talking about? I can't even remember what the fuck I was talking about. Well, I could tell you one thing. If you haven't listened to that entire Tribe album, you need to do yourself a favor and listen to it, as I said, top to bottom, not on shuffle. Listen to it the way they crafted it. Excellent album. Yo, these dudes were 17, 18, 16, and 15. Q-Tip wrote Bonita Applebaum when he was 15 years old. Think about that. Think about that shit. And if you listen to the song, that's the song of a 15, 16-year-old, Bonita Applebaum, about a girl with a fat ass. That is a classic fucking song. And that's just a classic, classic record. Anyway, you hear the footprints from Tropical Quest, People's Instinctive Travels, and the Paths of Rhythm. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own. even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I am recording this podcast and I'm be getting on a plane to Minnesota, and I will be performing at the marvelous Mall of America all weekend, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. At the House of Comedy in Bloomington, Minnesota. And I will be walking around the mall, meeting and greeting anybody who approaches me. And then I'm actually going to be in New York next week, because I'm going to be doing some stuff at BravoCon, which is my pleasure. And then the rest of October, October 20th, 21st, and 22nd, I'll be performing in Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas. The last time I was in Austin, Texas, it was with the Bleach Brothers. I can't remember what it was for. It was with the Dust Brothers. There was some event we were doing out there, podcasting. I remember we podcast with Karan Butler out there, I believe. I know I podcasted with Kenyon Martin out there. But every time I go to Austin, it's like, you know, boom, boom. It's in and out. I've never really been able to get the feel for Austin. Never really to... you know, get a handle on Austin. But I'll be performing at Capital City Comedy October 20th, 21st, and the 22nd. The 20th, 21st, and the 22nd. And then I will be doing a run in Michigan. I'll be in Royal Oak, Michigan, the 3rd, at the Park Theater. I'll be in Grand Rapids, the 4th and the 5th. At the Grand Rapids Comedy Club, the 4th and the 5th of November. And then on Sunday, one of the shows is already sold out. Okay? One of the fucking shows is already sold. It sold out like a month ago. I will be in Royal Oak at the Comedy Castle on Sunday the 6th. The first show's done. I was like, we're doing another fucking show. We going back to back on a Sunday. It's going to be a busy weekend, but we going back to back. Because when I sell out like early like that, I'm like, yo, we doubling up. Anyway, after that, I'll be in St. Louis, Helium Comedy Club, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. And then I'll be in Miami. Anyway, all tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com, michaelrappaportcomedy.com. All my shows for the rest of 2022 are up there. But like I said, I'll be in Minnesota this weekend. And then in a week and a half, I'll be in Austin at the Capital City Comedy. What's in Austin? I want to know what's cracking in Austin. I want to see what's so great about Austin. I want to learn about what's popping in Austin, Texas. Because everybody loves Austin, Texas. You hear the sirens out there in New York. Yep. What is that? The Hotzala? What is it? The fucking... those motherfucking Hotzalas. You know, the Hotzala is the Jewish police. It's the independent Jewish police, firemen. They blast their fucking... They don't care. They don't care if it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. They're going to get through that traffic. They blast their sirens more than FDNY or NYPD or LAPD, respectfully. Anyway, I'm feeling real good. Like I said, it's been rainy. That rain 4 or 5 days, and it hasn't been like a storm. No disrespect. And shout out to anybody who's been affected, anybody whose family's been affected by these terrible hurricanes in Florida that they were just dealing with. But just when it rains 5 days in a row, and it's kind of raining, but you're kind of in denial, like it's going to stop, but it just don't stop. The point is that I woke up, I worked out, okay? I'm trying to get my short workouts out because I feel like I have a good grasp on my longer workouts. But I've also realized if I don't do something, whether it's just, I don't know, some deep fucking stretching, some squats, a walk, I don't feel right. I'm at that point. I need that bump. I need that sweat. I need that something. So now I'm trying to master like the 20-minute workout in the crib, in the hotel room. Because like I said, I'm going to be on tour. And that's when you really got to buckle down because you're that Mall of America, you walk through there, they got every fucking thing to eat. And none of it's good for you. None of it's good for you. I mean, they got everything in there. So you want to get that workout in. You want to move your fucking body. Move your body. You got to move your body. You got to move your body. The point is that for me, it's very important to just to do something. Because if I start the day off with some sort of exercise, start the day off with some sort of physical fitness, it keeps me on a path of eating good, feeling good, mentally good. Because full transparency, the other day, I didn't feel good. I didn't feel right. And I took my mood stabilizers. I actually doubled up. Okay? I doubled up on my mood stabilizers. They didn't help. Sometimes those mood stabilizers, I don't know if you're on that wart, that St. John's wart, that Lexapro, that Effexor. What's some other ones, babe? Wellbutrin. Yeah, Wellbutrin. What's another one? What's the weird sounding one?
Zoloft.
That Zoloft. Those Perks. Whatever the fuck you're on.
Benzos.
Those benzos. Sometimes those benzos. None of that shit will work. It didn't work for me. And I'm not saying it strictly because I didn't work out. Sometimes you just don't feel good about yourself. Sometimes you don't feel good about your day. Sometimes you don't feel good about your life. Happens to everybody. But I'll tell you what you need to do. I'll tell you what you must do. What we all must do. When you're not feeling good, ride it out. And then you gotta clip it. Shout out to Dorinda from The Real Housewives of New York. You gotta clip it. Okay, you feel like shit. Maybe you're acting like a fucking asshole. Maybe you're moody. Well, I'm speaking for myself. Maybe you're prickly. Maybe you're all those things, but then you got to clip it. You got to clip it in the ass, nip it in the butt, and end the day feeling like shit, and you got to make a plan for the next day so you don't feel like shit. Because when you continue to feel like shit and you allow yourself and you don't fight and come back with a plan to not feel like shit, that's when you get yourself in trouble. And I'm not speaking down. I'm not speaking like I'm Mr. Funkin', you know, tippity-toed, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. That ain't me. I ain't Mr. Fucking zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. Some days you just don't feel like shit. Hey, acknowledge it. Try not to spread it. And then clip. Move the fuck on. You gotta move the fuck on. And for me, one of the best things to do is just go for a walk, do some jumping jacks, do 50 push-ups. That'll calm you down. If 50's too easy, do another 50. Do 100. That'll chill you out. Do 100 squats. That'll take the edge off. You don't want to live in that dog shit. Take those mood stabilizers. Take that St. John's wort. Don't eat things that'll make you feel like shit. Whatever the fucking case is. Because the other day, I wasn't feeling right. I didn't feel good. Wasn't happy about certain things. Sometimes you're aware of it. Sometimes you're not aware of it. But you gotta nip that shit in the motherfucking ass, not the butt. Nip it in the ass. Bite it. Speaking of biting, you know what I think is dumb? Now, as we head into fall, we know I am the king of cashmere. We know that I love the clothing brand, The Row. But it seems like it's been going on for the last 3 weeks. On social media, in the news, Kanye West, who I'm going to get to, these fashion shows, and Gigi Hadid, and Bella Hadid, and Kate Moss, and that freak Anna Wintour, the one who always wears the sunglasses, the one who the movie Devil's Wear Prada was about, and this model, and that model, and this celebrity, they all go over to Paris for, I don't know what it was, Fashion Week, Men's Fashion Week, Women's Fashion Week, or just Fashion Week. And I think it's so dumb. All of it. Balenciaga, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Gucci. What's the other ones, babe?
Tom Ford.
They're all dumb. It is so dumb. It is the most elitist of the elite. Elite bullshit that there is. Fashion, the fashion world, and the fashion shows. I don't care how many black designers and Kanye West and Virgil Abloh, RIP, and how many models they have in there that are maybe 20 pounds heavier than the other models. It is so stupid to me. See people running all over the place to watch a bunch of fucking... They look like malnourished, these models. They're rail thin. There's some Balenciaga show. They're running, they're walking around in mud. It was like end of the world chic. It's like they're all walking in mud, and they're acting like they're not walking in mud. First of all, have you ever walked in mud? You ever stepped in a puddle? You go, well, fuck. Every time you step in a puddle, God damn it. Like when I step in puddles in the streets when it's raining, like it was raining then, you go, shit. These idiots are walking around in this runway with mud and rain and in these clothes that look like it's from like the apocalypse, like they're going to be like, you know, chased by zombies, acting like they're not stepping in mud. And everybody's applauding and, oh my God, it was so edgy. Who gives a shit? You're so dumb. You're walking around in a $5,000 pair of boots stepping in mud. Ha ha ha, you dummy. In these gowns, in these skirts. All these models are bleaching their eyebrows. They look like, I don't know what this look is with the models with the bleaching their eyebrows. You look ridiculous. And you know, you got these people like Lena Dunham. You got these people like Lizzo. These other big body female models. And then when I see the guys, I still see them. Dick Gravines, six packs. They don't have fat male models. They haven't gotten to that yet. They haven't gotten to big, fat, fucking male models yet. We're like, oh, Lizzo, she's great. First of all, Lizzo, you look fucking insane up there. You look nuts. You're playing the flute. You played, I don't know, George Washington's flute. You look insane up there. Okay, but it's important. I feel like there's important to have representation for some, you know, everybody doesn't have to be rail thin because the rail thin look looks ridiculous also. So there's some of these models that are bigger. I'm cool with that. I don't like stick figure women to begin with. Never have. I like them a little thick. Okay. But I see the guys walking around. It's these guys look like they haven't had a Frankfurter in their whole life. They haven't never had an Impossible Burger, a soy tuna burger. None of that. None of that. When are we going to get the fat tub of lard, 317-pound models up there? The dudes. It won't happen. Nobody wants to see a big, fat pile of shit walking around in a 700 dollar Gucci t-shirt, a Hugo Boss suit in a size 58 double XL because he's a fat slob. You ain't never gonna see with three chins and all that shit. fuck out of here. But that whole world to me is so stupid. The fashion world, the elitistness, Anna Wintour with her stupid sunglasses acting like nothing is important. Get a fucking life, you loser.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On-demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And then there's a huge, huge controversy. Did I say that correctly? Controversy over Kanye West in, I don't know where, Paris, France, who the fuck knows where he is. And he wore a White Lives Matter t-shirt. Now, I've talked to you before about the fact that I listen to these people. People get mad. Last time I brought up Ron DeSantis, some people DM'd me. Some people questioned me. That's fine. Listen, we all need to have diversity of thinking and listen to diverse opinions. My mother heard the podcast about Ron DeSantis and she didn't agree with me. She thought I was wrong. My mother's a resident of Florida. She don't fuck with Ron DeSantis, but she also does fuck with him for some of the things, but she disagreed with me. I got a couple of messages from some of you guys and I welcome it.
What about my black mother who likes him?
My mother-in-law black woman in Florida. She fucks with Ron DeSantis. I can't speak on Ron DeSantis. Whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know enough about him. I don't care. I'm not standing for Ron DeSantis or not standing for Ron DeSantis. What I'm saying before I talk about the Kanye West thing is listen, we're never going to all agree on everything. And as much as I'm ride or die, the front of the front lines on Pig Dick Donald Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, we've talked about cadaver Joe Biden. We've talked about his inadequacies, his ineptness. Is that the right word? Ineptness? I don't know. But after listening to what Kanye West said about his wearing the White Lives t-shirt and listening to Candace Owens and what the philosophy behind this White Lives t-shirt was, first of all, Kanye, who I've talked about on this, we could do a whole Kanye podcast, the best of the Gringo Mandingo talking about Kanye West. I've talked about him, good, bad, music sucks, you're out of your fucking mind, lock him up. 5150 him, rubber room him, this album sucks, retire from making music, your clothes suck, done it all. Documentary was great, done it all. Could actually do a Kanye West podcast, like a best of Kanye throughout the years. I've also talked on this podcast about the accusations, and a lot of people have them, about the whole Black Lives Matter campaign. Not the essence of what that message started out to be, but the Black Lives Matter fund where $1 billion was raised. I believe it was $1 billion, B with a B, or close to $1 billion was raised and donated, and all the accusations and all the questions about where the money went. Not the sentiment, the business of Black Lives Matter, the business of Black Lives Matter. Not the sentiment, not the message. And based on what I've read from Kanye West about the White Lives Matter t-shirt, and I listened to Candace Owens talk about what her and Kanye West were doing with the White Lives Matter t-shirt, they were going after the business of the Black Lives Matter movement. You guys could talk to me all you want about I know Candace Owens sometimes is fucking nuts. I don't agree with everything she says. I don't agree with everything Joe Biden says. I don't agree with everything my wife says. I don't agree with everything my father says, my mother says. I don't agree with everything my kids say. Why would I agree with everything a politician says? Or Candace Owens, or Robert De Niro, or Denzel Washington, or LeBron James, or any fucking body that we idolize. But I did listen to her 30-minute explanation on where her and Kanye were at with their message and their artistic statement in Stupid Fashion Week and Stupid Fashion Paris about the White Lives Matter t-shirt. And a lot of it made a lot of sense to me. You guys, well, Mike Rass, fuck the... Listen to it for yourself. Listen, take your time. And I'm not going to explain all the things she said. And I'm certainly not going to defend all the dumb shit Kanye West has said. I don't agree with all the things that anybody does or says. I don't agree with all the things I've said in the past or I've done in the past. But when they broke down what they were trying to do and what the message they were trying to get across, it made sense to me about the shootings, about the killings, about the lack of education, about the lack of family, about the lack of structure that goes on in the communities, particularly the education and the reading levels being fucked up and the black on black crime. And I know black people, sometimes some black people get offended by what is black on black crime. They never call it white on white crime. It wouldn't become a thing if it wasn't a thing. And you could say that's racist. Listen, motherfuckers are getting killed in the streets. And it's disgusting. Who cares what you call it? Who cares what you call it? It's happening. Anyway, when I listen to the two of them, and I, like I said, I don't agree with everything this Candace Owens says. I certainly don't agree with everything Joe Rogan says. I don't agree with it. You could be as simple as Stephen A. Smith, Skip and Shannon. I don't agree with everything those motherfuckers say about sports. doesn't mean they're complete, utter pieces of shit. I could tell you one thing, as kooky and as wacky as Candace Owens is, she's smart, she's a thinker, and she thinks outside the box, and she thinks independently. And if you spend time listening to her stuff instead of just the clips, some of it is good. What the fuck you mean, Mike Rapp? You're bugging. She said, I know all the shit she said. I don't agree with all the shit she said. Some of the shit she said is off the fucking chain. But a lot of these fuck, they're like home run hitters. They're swinging, swinging, swinging. Like Aaron Judge. Shout out to Aaron Judge, who just hit 62 home runs for the New York Yankees. Still don't have a contract. Now you got to pay him $50 million a year, you dumb fucks. Or you lose him to the Mets. If I was Steve Cohen, I'd offer him $60 million a year and try to steal him from the Yankees since you don't want to pay Aaron Judge. Lamar Jackson, he has no contract. He's probably the MVP this season. He has no contract because you don't want to pay Lamar Jackson. Too expensive? Well, that's what you get when you get generational talent like Lamar Jackson. You got to pay him because it's all downhill if he leaves. Literally. Like downhill racer, like shoo, like speed racer downhill. But you know, I know when I'm speaking about what I just talked about with the White Lives Matter and listening to their explanations, and the fact that in the last 72 hours, so many black children, teenagers, young men, grown men have been killed all throughout our country from gun violence. People are more upset with Candace Owens and Kanye West wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt than they are about people being killed in the last 72 hours. There's been more discussion about Candace Owens and Kanye. You think that there's any bearing? You think that those people that lost their sons, their daughters, their friends, their fathers in the last 72 hours give a fuck what Kanye West and Candace Owens are wearing in Paris? They could give a shit. They could give a shit. And, you know, my wife was talking to me about this the other day. She was like, you know, when you talk to politics, there's no winning. There's no winning. See, she sometimes is like, yo, stop doing it. Stop saying anything. Stop with the dick stain. Stop with the pig dick. There's no winning. I have to do it. It's just in me. I have to express myself. I have to articulate myself. Sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm not right. Sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes people don't agree with me. But yo, I'm going to articulate myself and I'm going to express myself. And like I said, I'm not afraid to step on toes. And I'm not afraid to have my toes stepped on in regards to opinions, thoughts, independent thinking. And I'm not going to continue to just listen to one point of view. I want all the points of view, and then I want to come up with the Gringo Man Dingo's point of view. I want the Raging Bullshitter's point of view. I want the Disruptive Warrior's point of view. And that point of view of me, the Disruptive Warrior, aka the Raging Bullshitter, I'm entitled to change it and diversify it and move it and shift it just like everyone else is. Pivot. There was a movie released last week called Bros that I believe was produced by Judd Apatow that starred, I guess he's a comedian. I don't know if he does stand-up comedy. Billy Eichner, who got famous from, I think it was a YouTube show at first called Billy on the Street, where he'd go up to people on the street. You know, it was funny. You know, groundbreaking for what he did. Going up to, you know, people on the street, you know, improv and bullshitting around with them. And, you know, he's built a good career for himself. I got nothing against him. I've never found him to be likable. I've always found him to be sort of, I don't know, obnoxious and loud and in your face. But funny, coming from a person like myself who can be accused of being obnoxious, loud, and in your face. That being said, I've never had a problem with him. I've just never been like, oh, Billy Eichner, He's all that. He's, you know, gay icon, very open about his sexuality, being homosexual, and that's important to have all that. I have no problem with none of that. Anyway, Billy Eichner, who's really never been in any films, never had any significant roles in any films. You know, he voices a lot of shit. He's done, he's something in The Lion King. He's a real dude. He's a real actor and all that shit. You know, he's done some stuff on television, but he hasn't done anything in films. He co-wrote this film, Bros, which is a sort of run-of-the-mill romantic comedy about two gay people falling in love. The only thing that's different and unique is that it's two gay people falling in love in a romantic comedy, sort of basic Hollywood formulaic kind of movie. This movie apparently got good reviews, and Billy Eichner, who again, has done nothing in films, not a fucking thing in front of the camera as a movie actor, comes out after the film essentially bombed, after getting good reviews, and he says this. He said, everyone who isn't a homophobic weirdo should go see Bros tonight. You'll have a blast, and it's special and uniquely powerful to see, particularly a story like this on the big screen, especially for queer folks who don't get this opportunity often. That's just the world we live in, unfortunately, with glowing reviews and Rotten Tomatoes scores and a cinematic score. Straight people, especially in certain parts of the country, didn't show up for Bros, and that's disappointing. Listen, I get your movie bombing is disappointing, but for you, Billy Eichner, who's never starred in a movie, to think that fucking people are going to run out to see your movie when you're really not that dude. Don't mean you're not talented. Don't mean I don't respect what you've done, but you're not that dude. Why the fuck would people, most of the people in the country, don't know you, Duke, and it ain't got nothing to do with homophobia. You're not that dude. You ain't Denzel, Duke. You ain't Jamie Foxx. You ain't Leonardo DiCaprio. They didn't go to see your movie because they don't give a fuck about you. And for you, Billy Eichner, to weaponize homophobia, which is a real thing, to try to sell tickets to your movie is whack. It's irresponsible. It's weak. There's been plenty of films, especially in the last few years, that have been made with gay and lesbian themes that have done well. One of my favorite movies of the last 10 years, Academy Award winning film, Moonlight. Shit won the Oscar. Call Me By Your Name with Timothy Shamalama Dingy Dong. Timothy Chalamet nominated for Oscars. One of the biggest films on Hulu this summer, this year, 2022, Fire Island. Gay as gay can be. Everybody watch that. Moonlight won the Oscar. Call Me By Your Name got nominated for Oscars. Brokeback Mountain, Oscars. For years, people have seen films with gay and lesbian themes, gay and lesbian characters, gay and lesbian actors. Birdcage, ginormous hit. So what? They didn't go to see your movie. You think it has to do with homophobia? It has to do with you, Duke. People, you're not that dude. You just ain't that dude. And you thought just because you got some rotten... People can't give your film a bad review, because if they give your film a bad review, what are you going to say it's because? Boom, you're going to say it's because of homophobia. That's what you're going to say. You're weaponizing that shit. And that shit is so fucking whack to me. That shit is so whack to me. Weaponizing race, weaponizing sexuality. And that's along the lines of what Kanye West and Candace Owens were talking about, the Black Lives Matter business, the business of Black Lives Matter. Same thing. If they don't give your movie a good review, you're going to say it's because they're homophobic. Like, your shit is fucking Raging Bull. Like, you made The Godfather. You made a romantic comedy, a silly romantic comedy about two guys meeting each other and falling in love. You ain't make The Godfather, homeboy. It ain't Pulp Fiction. It ain't Goodfellas. It's a simple, silly, probably fun, romantic comedy. You're not changing the world. Moonlight was a really, really, really disturbing film. Hard to watch film. Sad film. Deeply dramatic. Very, very hard to watch film. About some serious, serious, crazy, fucked up shit. Won the Oscar. Brokeback Mountain. Plenty of films that have done it. Yeah, there should be more. But like I said, that movie Fire Island on Hulu, one of the most streamed films of the year. Anyway, Billy Eichner, like I said, you're not that dude, Duke. You're not that guy. And finally, Coolio. The rapper Coolio passed away. I didn't get to speak on it the other day when we podcasted. Everybody knows who Coolio is. Huge songs, Gangster's Paradise, monster, monster, monster song. You know, I always got the impression that Coolio always seemed like a good dude when I've met him, when I came across him, you know, friendly. I think there was some darkness there. I don't know. But, you know, he died at 59 of heart failure, apparently heart failure. And it's sad. It's sad. You know, he had a huge impact. Big, big, big songs. You know, of course, Fantastic Voyage. And, you know, I mean, he had big songs that were like, you know, crossover songs. Always seemed like a good dude. I've met him a bunch of times in passing. And he passed away. And it's just a time, you know, when hip-hop was different, when the music was totally different, when it was treated totally different. And it was just a different time for hip-hop music. And it's sad. Coolio. Everybody liked Coolio. And, you know, I mean, coming out with a song like that, at the time, it was a huge, huge crossover hit. I mean, a fucking monster crossover hit. So RIP to Coolio. And I'm going to end this podcast. This is a great podcast, award-winning, museum-quality podcast. If you're in Minnesota, come see me at the shows this weekend. And if you're in Austin, Texas, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, come see me out there. Like I said, about all those shows, all tickets, all information is available at michaelrapportcomedy.com. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Let's get out of here. Let's end this puppy with something real nice, yes? Let's end this puppy with something real loud, yes? But most importantly, let's end this puppy with something real funky. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.